Mini episode 166 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number 1stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, another great FDH Lounge mini episode here today. We are at the Marriott Marquis, I believe, near Times Square. And we are here with New Media Stew's John Bastow. Very happy to be here with him here today. John, thank you for being on the FDH Lounge. I, Rick Morris, very glad to get to talk to you. Pleasure to have you on, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. I am excited to be on FDH Lounge.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and we're glad to talk about all the projects that you've got going on. We're laughing off air about this, that again, there's a tremendous amount of curiosity about your career. Any man who's the subject of a death hoax, Urban Dictionary references, and everything like that. Clearly, you have the kind of cachet and street cred of the people we're looking to talk to in the FDH Lounge.
You crack me up. Actually, whoever wrote the Urban Dictionary bio there cracks me up. I would hire that person as a writer, probably. That was hysterical.
Well, the very notion of being able to kick Chuck Norris's ass is outstanding. I haven't heard that said of too many folks, but for a gentleman like yourself in the fitness industry, I'm sure that's something that you're going to be putting on your promotional materials as well. Here, you can be trained or advised by the man who it has been said on Urban Dictionary could kick Chuck Norris's ass.
Actually, I like Chuck Norris and everything that he's done, so I would never do that. But once again, whoever wrote that Urban Dictionary reference is all kinds of special in my book.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that is the case.
It cracked me up. A fan had brought that up to me. Somebody had shown it to me. I didn't even find it myself. And when I read it, I just couldn't believe it. I was laughing for like 10 minutes afterwards. And then that little like dialogue they have under it, which you have to just look it up or Google it to go see. Crack my ass up.
Yeah, I can very well imagine. But, there's a lot of different areas to talk about with you. We talked a little bit off air about some of your work on Sirius XM. To get into that a little bit as well. But
sure. The
background in fitness, I guess I'll start there. What propelled that? What led you to that point of being able to be at a point to be able to advise people on fitness?
Well, to be honest with you, Fitness Made Simple, which is a line of DVDs and also a book published by McGraw-Hill, it's a whole blueprint for reshaping your body from the nutrition plan to the workouts. I got started in fitness because of my own quest to be fit. I was shaped pretty much like a bowling pin on legs. I had a big, wide middle, long, skinny arms, long, skinny legs, no shoulders.
Okay.
I had started fitness when I was at a very down point in my life where I was in debt. I was obviously oddly shaped. I had lost direction in a bit of my life, and I was always a goal-oriented guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of my goals was to appear in a fitness magazine.
Okay,
and a lot of people who get into fitness, the impetus is always physical in the beginning.
Okay,
but one thing I learned is that that's really just the tip of the iceberg—the physical benefits. When you really start living a fitness lifestyle, it pretty much has a ripple effect across all areas of your life, physically, mentally, and emotionally. But to start with, I started all these exercise programs that were media hyped. On TV, on the radio, on infomercials, you see in magazines and stuff like that. And I did them for about a year. I mean, everything from the no-carb diet to the no-fat diet to popping this pill or that potion to build muscle and lose fat. And nothing was getting me near the results worth the effort or the money I was putting into it. And I got to the point after a year where I just wanted to throw up my hands and quit.
Mm-hmm.
Say, listen, this is the body nature gave me. This is what I'm stuck with. This is what I have to deal with. And the one thing that stopped me was I hate wasting money and I hate wasting time. And I'd wasted so much time and money during that year in trying those other media hype plans, which really weren't that bad, I found out later on, but they were only one-dimensional.
Okay.
And what happened was when I sat down and I also have somewhat of a background in biochemistry and biology, and I sort of sat down and said, rather than just listening to everybody else, try to find out something on my own, like filtering out what worked to some degree of what I tried that year, what didn't work at all, and what might work if I tweaked it.
Okay.
And that's when I had this big aha moment that there is no one direct technique or one direct path to get to fitness. You cannot just eat this or that and have the body you see on those models or the people in the magazines. You cannot just work out with this or that exercise gadget and have the body that you're seeing on those people. And there is nothing you can, one thing that you, or take this or that pill and get that body. Fitness is really a three-pronged approach, and what I created was the fitness triangle, mm-hmm. and that's what Fitness Made Simple is based on. And just like the triangle is the ultimate structure in geometry, if you follow the fitness triangle, you will achieve your own ultimate structure, your own ultimate physique. And the three sides of the fitness triangle are time-conserving, lean muscle-building workouts, mm-hmm. a fat-fighting nutritional meal plan, mm-hmm. and then supplementation. Once you get that foundation in place, the workout and the nutrition sides of the fitness triangle, supplementation with products that will help further your gym and kitchen efforts and maximize your gym and kitchen efforts. And then within 8 weeks of tweaking and working on that program, which came to be Fitness Made Simple, I ended up developing the tight six-pack of abs you see on the commercials, the muscle definition you see on the commercials. It's not that I built that all in 8 weeks. A lot of people can have great muscular development who are walking on the street. But if they have a natural layer of body fat covering that muscle, mm-hmm. imagine like a washboard covered by a pillow. The washboard's still rippled, the washboard's still hard, but you can't see anything because of the stuffing. What you have to do with your body is you have to reduce the pillow stuffing to just the pillow case to see that definition. And that's what Fitness Made Simple does. It helps you change your body composition. It helps you build muscle and lose fat. So if you're the skinny guy who's getting sand kicked in your face at the beach, you can build muscle, and you're also going to look hella ripped mm-hmm. because those people, their muscles show when you're ectomorphic or rather thin. When you start building muscle, the muscles show more quickly. And if you're endomorphic or rather chunky, it helps decrease that body fat and build the muscle so that you can also reach that perfect physique for you.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. It makes me wonder why there isn't more of an approach towards the kind of holistic thing you're talking about here. Why are so many others in this industry falling short by emphasizing only certain areas instead of what you're doing? I mean, mm-hmm. no offense to your revelation, but it's a thing where it strikes me that it's kind of odd that somebody hadn't come upon this before.
Well, the funny thing is, when I first got started with the commercials, mm-hmm. there's a lady who is actually a very sweet lady, and she always acts like my mom mm-hmm. in Direct Response TV. And when I first got started, she saw my first commercials, and I came on and I'm like, this is the program that worked for me. This is the workout you follow. This is the nutrition plan you follow, and you will get results, but you have to show commitment and dedication to get results. She called me up right away, and she was in California, and she says, John, what are you doing? You know, having that commercial like that. She goes, nobody's going to buy this product. These people don't want to work. You're talking to people who are watching TV. They're one step above chimpanzees. This is coming from somebody. This is coming from somebody in the media business. Okay, and she's very sweet, but she goes, they're one step above chimpanzees. She goes, you've got to give them one thing to do, and you've got to give them a pill to pop or something easy, or a fat loss belt that you can walk around and do your laundry and do the housework and still lose weight. I go, but those things don't work. She goes, whatever. That's what sells, and that's why those things are on. And you'll notice those fitness products are around for 5 or 6 months,
yeah,
maybe a year if they're lucky, and then you never see them again. And a lot of times you'll hear class action suits against them, or you'll hear these lawsuits coming either about them promising false claims or, in the case of some of the belts back in the day, you know, shocking people and the gel causing some sort of like rash and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out about all these problems later on. I came on the scene using my own name, which is not going to change. So I knew that I couldn't play any. First of all, as a good Catholic guy, I wouldn't do something like that. But I couldn't play any of those stupid games because I wanted longevity in this business. I did mm-hmm. not want to become a quick flash in the pan, make as much money as I could in 6 months or a year, and then go off to be a real estate salesman or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have longevity. So I came out in the beginning and I said, as God is my witness, this program worked. This is what I look like beforehand. This is what I look like now. And then eventually all these other people came out of the woodwork, and hundreds of thousands of Fitness Made Simple people have transformed their bodies throughout time. And I've had testimonials on the infomercial, real testimonials of showing this is where I started, this is where I got to. And that's what sold people. But they do still have to have that commitment and dedication. Anything that is worthwhile doing, Rick, mm-hmm. takes time and takes effort. So if you do believe the quick fix is that you just pop a pill, or you do believe the quick fix that you just eliminate fat from your diet or carbohydrates from your diet, or you just believe the quick fix that you use this exercise gadget and you're going to get that body, you're fooling yourself and you're going to frustrate yourself because it's a faulty claim. It's like trying to compare it to trying to open a door with the wrong key. You could be determined. You could be disciplined. You could have everything. But if it's the wrong key, the door is never going to open.
Well, that's a very good point. That's an excellent analogy. And I fully appreciate what you're talking about. As a fellow good Catholic guy who's very honest. And may I say also, too, I don't know what it is about triangles and incredibly successful systems, but in our fantasy sports system, we have our VIP pyramid. Information and preparation lead to value. So I don't know what it is, but the commonality of that. But triangles make for very good ways of being able to express different systems here. But that's an incredible story as far as how everything came together for you there. And then obviously, as it did, it opened up all these other doors to you, from some of the red carpet work, you know, that you're doing here, New Media Stew. Talk about the evolution of that to your career from that point.
Well, what happened was Fitness Made Simple, originally when it came on air, the first Fitness Made Simple commercial came on air in August of 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just in a few places, but it really hit its heyday for being on air constantly, where, you know, you got known as like the Fitness Made Simple guy from pretty much 2000 to 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was a lot of the stations that I had worked with, like Adelphia Media Services, Comcast, things like that, changed their policies about how they do direct response ads.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a rapid shift without going into details. So I lost a lot of my platform as far as the commercials go.
Okay.
I also, in that point, became known as like the six-pack abs guy or the Fitness Made Simple guy, which is great, and I loved it because I had not been that before. But you get pigeonholed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, what I've started to do in the past 2 years is I never started out with Fitness Made Simple wanting to just be the next Jack O'Lane or just be the next Tony Little and stuff like that. It was great to, you know, be thought of as that, and it was great to help impact other people's lives and change other people's bodies with a program that helped them beyond what other programs could do. But I always wanted to do other stuff with TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've taken this opportunity with in the last 2 years is to start doing some other things that other people would not have thought of me doing. Like, for instance, with New Media Stew, which is a show on YouTube. You can go check that out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JohnBaistow. That's like the latest in pop culture and celebrity news. I talk about all things TV, movies. I do a lot of movie reviews with the studios, work with Regal Theaters, going to their theaters and doing some reviews there. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's also been awesome. I've gotten a lot of invites to different red carpet events, covered like the premiere of USA Network's Political Animals, been to the Spike Guy's Choice Awards over in L.A., which was phenomenal. And it's really been very, very exciting. And then also still keeping my feet rooted in the fitness. I'll always do something fitness-oriented, but I don't ever think that, and I don't think anybody should ever limit themselves to their first career success. And I don't think anybody should let others pigeonhole them into being thought of as only what their first career success was. And that's a hard stigma to get around, to be honest with you. I'm never going to complain about it because I love Fitness Made Simple. I work out, you know, pretty much every day. I keep it moving. I'm always watching what I eat in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I don't want it to be the be-all and end-all of my entire life. So now I'm getting a chance to explore and do some other new things, which is sort of fun. I've done some funny little rap videos, which are, you know, got a chance to go into the studio and do that. Did a little bit for Comedy Central just recently. So it's been exciting. And a big shout out right now to the Stew Crew, who was my audience on New Media Stew, on my live shows too on Conduit.com on Mondays at 9 o'clock and Thursdays at 9 o'clock. These guys are like my viewers, but they are the best street team in the world. They keep me motivated. They keep me inspired because they do more for me to spread the word of New Media Stew and whatever I'm up to than I would do for anyone. So I thank God to have people like that in my life.
Well, it's really catching on. And, you know, again, Steve's been feeding me information about this for quite a while now. And, you know, I know things are really taking off for you. We were talking off air about some things that you've got going forward. But what are some things that you can talk about, you know, for the remainder of the year, some events you're looking forward to going to and red carpets you're looking forward to hitting?
Well, first of all, we find out usually about the red carpet stuff. You only probably, I'd say, 2 weeks before it actually happens.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, for instance, as I said, I just did some stuff with, you know, USA Network, got a chance to do some interviews there, which was a lot of fun. I did a lot of stuff with Bravo. I just did the 80 Plates finale over there, which was fun. I had done the upfronts, which was also great. I would love to, you know what I'd love to do coming up? The MTV VMAs. That would be a blast. I said I always wanted a show on MTV, Bravo, and E. So, and everybody says, oh, one or the other? I'm like, no, all three. One time I'd like a show on all three. That would be great. So, I mean, and if anybody out there listening that can make that happen, and shove VH1 in there too. MTV, Bravo, E, and VH1. Any type of work I can do with them, I love those networks. And what I also love about them is the fact that they're able to create these franchises of these shows out of nothing. And they do it based on the direct response model. I mean, the whole reason my commercials became well known is because they were on all the time, constantly on all the major channels.
They were.
And it's frequency, and repetition. And even right now, they're back. I mean, they're on ESPN nationally. They're on E! Nationally. Mm-hmm. And also MTV VH1 and stuff like that. But the thing is, what the shows do on those networks is they have them played so often. They'll say the show is on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. That's mm-hmm. not really true. It is on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock, but then it's on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, Fridays at 11 o'clock. Saturday, Sunday, there's a marathon of all the ones you missed for the past few weeks. It's a phenomenal business model, mm-hmm. and I love it. And I'd love to be part of that. It's made household names out of a lot of unknown people, and it's also created some cool stuff, too.
Yeah, oh, it really has. And, again, there's so much potential to be able to work with that and continue growing with it. But, you know, obviously, you know, it's the New Media Stew has been a very good platform for you. As you said, you know, your followers have greatly, you know,
they're amazing.
Gotten behind you. Yeah, it's a tremendous thing here. And so are there any other projects that you've got in the works coming up, be they fitness or oriented or closer to the New Media Stew end?
Well, I have I do work every 3 months. I have to go down to Washington, D.C., and I work with a company called Novera Media, and I do fitness videos. We do about 15 at a time.
Okay.
And I do that pretty much once a quarter, which is great. Once again, keeping my feet rooted in the fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I said, a lot of these offshoot projects come out of the blue.
Okay.
I mean, I've now been doing news reporting for an outlet that's similar to like Entertainment Tonight or E! News. It's called Buzz 60,
okay.
which is very, very popular. They do celebrity news. And I just have been working with them for the past several weeks, which has been a joy. I love the fact when you do something with YouTube, which I consider like an open resume tape. I mean, pretty much you could put anything on YouTube and say, look what I can do. And as long as you can develop an audience for mm-hmm. it, that becomes something you can do, but you yep. have to develop the audience. So it's almost like a chance to make an actual job-producing, income-generating resume tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see the opportunities that came out of that. I mean, one of the most exciting things or the most fun things I've done was doing a little bit for Comedy Central, which was something that if I had ever asked them to do it, they probably would have said, go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they saw some of the New Media Stew videos, I guess, and thought, you know, I could be somewhat humorous in certain situations, they had me do a little bit, which was funny. So that's what I like. I like opening up my avenues to see things that maybe I haven't even thought of and getting opportunities like that.
What a great way to be able to expand what you're known for, you know, in those ways. And I have to say, too, I might as well bring this full circle, I guess, by telling the joke on myself, because, you know, in listening to you talk here, again, you first came onto my radar through what you're doing now, through these projects.
Amazing.
It was only through, you're talking about these other things?
Uh-huh.
This is what a moron I am. Oh, yeah, he's that guy. The light bulb went off in my head as we
funny.
Were talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny because, what was really funny was a Stew Crew being dedicated viewers. Some of them are younger viewers,
mm-hmm.
okay? I mean, Fitness Made Simple is still on, as you know, with new commercials now on ESPN. So they're seeing
yeah.
them now, and they're excited. But they think that's the New Media Stew guy on
yeah.
doing a fitness commercial. He's now doing a fitness commercial.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, I just did a commercial for a company called Mr. Steam, which is coming out, where I'm in, like, the shower for the whole commercial. But so when they see that, they're going to say, that's the New Media Stew guy. what's cute is I'll get these letters from somebody saying, oh, I like this rap, or I like this music video you did, or I like this celebrity news. I have these weird little sayings like, that's just Poe Judgment,
mm-hmm.
or God bless, or that's all kinds of special, and they're like New Media Stewisms.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so all of a sudden the kids will be saying that, and one of their friends or their parents will come by,
mm-hmm.
and they'll go, oh, what's the Fitness Made Simple guy doing on New Media Stew? So one of the New Media Stew people was hysterical. The Stew Crew writes in a thing, they're saying like, oh, I love you on this, blah, 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 and it's really sweet. And then they go, and by the way, then my mom came in, and she said, oh, that's the Fitness Made Simple guy. So he goes, I Googled you. I mean, it was a girl. She goes, so I Googled you, and I saw all this fitness stuff. I couldn't believe that my mom was right. You did all this fitness stuff. And she goes, but I like the celebrity news better.
You know what?
I don't know.
Well, you know, on this trip in New York here that I've been on the last couple of days, getting to talk to good folks like yourself, I mean, that's very reminiscent of, we were talking a couple of days ago to Fox News contributor and Newsday columnist Ellis Hennigan,
okay.
talking about this occasionally. Like, he'll hear it because he does some voiceover work on Adult Swim. And he's primarily known for that stuff. But every once in a while, some stoner kid will be like, hey, there's the voice of the guy on Fox News.
And that's probably the most dedicated fan he has.
Yeah, probably.
It'll
You're
be funny.
Like that, John. You got the different universes now. It's a nice thing.
It's freaky. Mm-hmm. First of all, I love my fitness following, and I love the Stew Crew for New Media Stew. But it's very funny because in like Penn Station sometimes I'll be going in, and someone will come up to me. And by the way, for everyone who knows me, there's a person standing next to me that is, who the hell is that? But I mean, just to put it in perspective. But anyway, the thing is, someone will come running up to me saying, oh, God, you know, Sean Baser from New Media Stew and blah, blah, blah. You just did the funniest thing on Octomom or something like that. And then right next to them, there'll be somebody coming up saying, oh, it's a Fitness Made Simple, dude. And then you'll see them arguing amongst each other. Like, what are you talking? Because like one has no recollection of the other one. And that's what I call YouTube. Because remember I told you, with the climate changing with TV commercials, mm-hmm. that the deals weren't around that were around up through 2007. And mm-hmm. with the loss of Adelphia Media Services, which controlled all of L.A. and a ton of the West Coast, also the middle states, New England, and the southern states. With that going back, just going away, I mean, Adelphia Media Services closed its doors, that lost a large part of my platform with Fitness Made Simple. So it's just funny to see how these, you know, how as you adapt and you have to change, because like the dinosaurs, when the landscape changed, if you don't adapt, you become extinct.
Right.
So as I was trying to adapt and everything, and I found YouTube, I think of YouTube as like the land that time forgot, because you have these people who are stars on YouTube. I mean, major stars. Mm-hmm. But some of them can walk into the middle of Times Square and nobody's going to know who the hell they are. Mm-hmm. And these people are making a fortune on YouTube among the YouTube community. They are celebrated. If you go to VidCon, I mean, statues are almost erected in their honor. But to the mainstream community, they don't know who the hell they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, and it was so funny. When I started on YouTube, my friends and family thought that I was like, you know, having like a breakdown or something, because they're like, well, why are you on YouTube? And I'm like, well, they have this whole, like, I met this lady, Justine Ezrick, who's iJustine.
Mm-hmm.
And I found her because I had stumbled upon her Twitter. She had over 500,000 followers. I'm like, who is this person with over 500,000 followers I never heard of in my life? So I investigated it, found this whole YouTube channel, and found this whole subculture of YouTube, which was, once again, like I say, like the land that time forgot. It's existing in the same time plane as we are, but just nobody knows about it. And when people find out about it, it's going to be a big thing, which they're doing a lot of crossover now. But anyway, so my other friends from traditional media thought, well, what the hell are you doing? Are you just taking a break? Why are you doing this? And I'm like, because I'm learning this new media. And they go, so you want to be an editor? Because I started seeing my editing getting good, because I never edited before. And I always was a supervising editor, never touched the controls. They said, oh, well, your editing's really good, so you're trying to get a job as an editor now? They just couldn't wrap themselves around it. So it's just such an odd dichotomy between new media and traditional media. And that's, and I just, it blows my mind how some of these people can have such a following, but it just doesn't cross over. And me getting into new media, I had to start from the ground up. Everybody thought, said, oh, well, if you're coming from traditional media, you should go immediately huge on YouTube. I'm like, no, baby. I'm starting at the ground bottom. I'm virtually invisible on YouTube. And anything I built, I had to build from scratch without any help.
All the more impressive that you've been able to really make it happen, reinvent yourself with another direction that you were going in, make it happen all over again. And anybody that works as hard as that and is as dedicated as that, we would certainly consider to be a kindred spirit of ours. John, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Continued success to you, sir, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Well, Rick, much success with the show. Thank you very much for having me on. And much love and respect in this new media journey that we have.
Right back at you. Thanks
as
so much, John.
To a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.